And we ended up speaking about trying to describe where's our end game. Where do we want to get to? What would it be like for you to look like when we're finished? We want you to look like someone who's all of his avarim are all, they're given over, his heart, his mind, his face is shining with Kedusha. You want it to be a person who's, the kirvas alekim is felt inside of him. You want it to be someone that mamish davens, he pours out his heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want it to be like a son speaking to a father, and you want it to be full of Kedusha. Ben Yakir. This is where we're up to. Ben Yakir. Page Chavches. Efshir Tefachei Boimah. You heard all this. That's a pretty tall order. That's expecting a lot. Maybe you're afraid. Tefachid loymar. Hine ata, you say about yourself, oid na rach v'toiv, I'm still a young guy. I'm still young, soft, good. Oihev l'shoivev ma'at, I'm enjoying just running around a little bit. Oihev l'sachek imanorim, I like playing games with the young guys. V'hine banu eilecha, and here we are coming to you. La'asoyscha, to make you bipam achas, in one shot. Le'ish zokein, like I'm over the hill, old man. Yoishev, sitting, doimem, doing nothing. U'lerachik mimcha es kol yaldusha, as if we're trying to like distance all of your yaldus from you. Like that's it, we're trying to deprive you of your childhood. That's what it sounds like we want to do. It's like, that's enough. Like, you know, there's a saying, youth is wasted on the young. People young, so they want to just act young. They want to be young. You know, when they have all the frishe koiches. That's what a person thinks. Aval ta'iso gam ta'iso, you're making a big mistake. Nar kishnoi secha. You'll stay young. You could stay young. Im chaverecha chaverim toivim kerechecha. With friends, good friends, quality friends, like you, tischaber. You could connect with your friends. You could still hang out. Af tisachek, you can even play. V'im ze lematora asher hamadlucha meirosh tagia. Even with that, you'll still get to where we want to get you to. We're not trying to deprive you of your childhood. What are we trying to do? Imrak teida eich lesachek ve'eich leshoivev. How to play, how to run around, how to do that. The Vilna Gaon on the one of the Memches Kinyanei Torah is miut schoik. One of the, there's many different things a person has to do in order to learn. Mem ches kinyani tayr. One of them is miut schoik, which loosely translated is don't play around too much, don't joke too much, don't laugh too much. The Gaon says no, that's not what it means. It means laugh a little. It means you have to have a good time. The Gaon saying don't think that we think it's like you have to like okay, we want you to be very firm. Okay, all of a sudden you have to lose your personality. No, I mean, you could keep your personality and you could have a good time. Just have to know how to do it. You just have to channel it. It's a beautiful story about Reb Shlomo Freifeld. One time Reb Shlomo, he was the Rosh Hashiva in Shar Yosef. He told one of the Talmidim, I want you to come over to my house after Seder tonight. He comes over to his house, sits down in the dining room. In the dining room, there was a setting. There was two settings. A plate, a knife and fork. They sit down in the dining room. And Reb Shlomo calls out into the kitchen. He says, Rebbitzin, bring out the steak. And the Rebbitzin comes out with like this big steak. He tells the Talmud, no, I want to teach you how to enjoy a steak. Let me teach you how to enjoy. This is a Rosh Hashiva. Let me teach you how to enjoy a steak. What does that mean? You can enjoy. I'm not saying you have to. We're young kids. You want to have a good time. For sure. Just have to know how to enjoy and how to have a good time. And there's a way to do it in a way that it's going to make you happy and feel fulfilled. And there's a way of people that are having a good time and they're having fun, but they're not fulfilled. They're depressed. It's like a person who's depressed on a roller coaster. He's He's smiling ear to ear. He's going high and low and up and down and coming and going. He gets off the roller coaster, he's the same depressed person. So there's plenty of people that are running around. They're having good times, but they're not happy. We want to teach you how to be really happy. Channel this. Do it properly with good friends, quality friends, and have a good time. But if you do it right, it's bringing you somewhere. It has a purpose. It's getting you towards that matara. That's if a person does it right. The pasuk in Kehelas is the following thing. Smach bachor b'yaldusecha. Be happy when you're young. V'tivcha libcha b'yimei bachurasecha. And be good-hearted when you're in your bachrim years. Halach b'darkei libcha. Go in the ways of your heart. U'bemar eincha v'da and know. Ki al kol eila yaviecha elokim b'mishpat. Know that every single thing you do, Hashem's going to judge you on. V'da ki al kol eila yaviecha Hashem elokecha b'mishpat. Hashem's going to bring you to task. Now, it sounds like a stira. First, the pasuk is saying, have a great time, have fun, sure, enjoy yourself, and then just know you're going to pay for it in the end. So the Gemara answers, says the Gemara, Ad kan divrei yetzahara. Mikan va'elach divrei yetzer toiv. Yetzahara tells you, let's have a good time, come on, we're young, enjoy yourself, let's party. That's the yetzahara. Yetzer Tov says you, it tells you, listen, buddy, you're going to pay for this. You know, just realize that you might be enjoying it today, but you know this is going to cost you. That's what the Pashup Shad is. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta gives us a beautiful insight. It says, you know what it means? Ad kan divrei yetzer hara, kan ve'elach yetzer Tov. He says, when a bachur is young, you have to use the yetzer hara in order to be matzliach and learning. Make it geschmack, make it enjoyable. Let's have a good time. Let's learn how to have a good time in Dvarim Shebekdusha. Let's make a matziv in the base medrash, in the yeshiva. Because a person wants to have a good time. At a young age, we need to have a good time. So let's make it enjoyable. And we can do that. We can teach you how to enjoy with good friends. Good quality fun here. Losers go elsewhere. The ones that are prepared to become successful, that really want to grow, they're having a good time enjoying themselves in yeshiva. Losers will remain losers, and they will go elsewhere because they're empty. So they're on the roller coaster of life, depressed out of their box with big smiles on their face. And probably they're on the roller coaster drunk, because it's even more fun when you're drunk. And they're still losers and they're still depressed. If you know anything about alcohol, people that get drunk are depressed. They're in tremendous amount of pain. All of them. They're in pain. They're hiding something. So right now they got plastered smiles on their faces because they're having fun and they're depressed and hurting inside. So a person wants to really build himself properly. He's not running away from anything, and he's feeling fulfilled because his life is going somewhere. We're on a journey. And you can get there and have fun at the same time. And living the dream, enjoying the moments, if you do it properly. That's what we want to do. V'imrak ta'amin. If you just can believe. V'teida shehashem yisbarach malchusoi ba'kol mashallah. Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem, his malchus, is everywhere. Bakol mashallah, he reigns everywhere. Ve'es hakoil, af es hamischok shalachem, hu yisbarach roya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Everywhere you go, you're going with Borei Olam. And if a person would just realize that, u'komo shemuchor ha'ish la'asoyis es tzorchei gufoy, le'echo ve'lishtoyis ve'kadoyma, sh'bim v'nei shekein bara Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, we have to eat. So is there anything wrong with eating? No, just have to do it properly. A person has to go to the bathroom. He has to drink. All these things. So these are things we're supposed to do. Kein gam kosher lechem na'arim le'hisapek mi lesachek. It's also hard not to play. We need downtime. We do. V'pnei yaldus sheish bechem, because we still have a young spirit inside of us. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Just got to do it right. The book about Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Rav Nosson Tzvi, Rashiva of the Mir, he used to watch the Bachrim Ben Azmanim like play. I don't know if he watched them play ball or play chess. He used to watch them. He wanted to show them that this is also Avodas Hashem. I'm here watching, like, because this is something that's supposed to be done. A person can play ball in a way that it's a mitzvah if he does it properly. He can play ball in a way that it's an avera if he does it wrong. It's just a question of how you do it. A person has to learn how to do it. Avol gam ba'achila v'gam emischok yizkor ha'ish. When you're eating and when you're playing, remember. Asher Hashem hu adon ha'olam. Hu boroi, hu manhigoi, hu mashkiach elav, hakol sheloi v'gam anachnu sheloi. Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. He's the one who is leading us. He's watching over us. Everything is Hashem, and we're also His. So when a person's in the dining room, he also has to realize, Da, lifnei mi'ato oimid. How does a person act in the dining room? The dining room, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said, eating is also a form of avoida. We understand that there's a certain way a person is supposed to carry himself in the base medrash. There's a certain dress a person is supposed to have. Dining room, same thing. A person has to understand the dining room is an avoida. It's avoida Hashem to eat. You're giving chiyus to your guf. We were speaking about it earlier, those of us that were in Amunavat together, about how that the food that a person eats, it has a tremendous effect on what happens to all the ruchnis that comes out of his food. Achila is a tremendous avoida. I want you to know something. Playing ball is also an avoida. If it's done properly. Your person can do it properly. I've had times when non-religious people came over to me and said to me, I'm so impressed with the way your bachrim play ball. Like such mention, they're so refined, they act so. And then I had times that people said to me, these boys are animals. They act like animals. They play like animals. They play cheap. They play dirty. They're cursing. It's either a mitzvah or it's an avera. That's an avera. The whole ball playing is an avera that way. Because, you know, I remember one time, pardon me, but I was on the sidelines, and there was a guy who was clearly like, I guess there's someone who's like, not coach, but like, he's like in charge of the D-line. He's in charge of the D-line. And he wasn't from yeshiva, but he was giving like a pep talk. He's like, we could be animals! Guys, we'll be animals! Let's be animals! Animals! It's like, what is this? What happened over here? Like, we took people, yeshiva bachrim, and you just made them animals. Yeah, let's be animals. It's like, because, you know something? It didn't even become fun. It's not about enjoying the game. It's about winning. And all of a sudden, you become like this. And you lose all sense of right and wrong, of dignity, and you always become an animal. Or a person can get on the field, and he could become a mensch. And he could show people, this is the way the yeshiva bachrim play ball. Yeah, we play ball, and we do it right. So this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. He wants us to do these things. Because every person at his stage, at his age, right? If he feels that this is something he needs, embrace it. Do it properly. Elevate it. So we're not trying to deprive you of your childhood. Be a kid. But be the type of kid that when he's doing even his childish things, it's helping him to get to where he wants to get. Matara gedola zulano. This is our matara. This is our purpose. This is our goal. Lo lichvois oisa. We're not trying to force you. We're not trying to force you against your will to do this. I want you to want to do it. You know something? When it's gishmak, so then why not? When it's enjoyable, then why shouldn't a person want to do it? So you can enjoy yourself. We're not trying to, you know, Torah is not supposed to be something that's supposed to make you feel like you're in chains. We are not happy just with you doing good things. We said before, we want to make you into good people. Now there's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. There are people that because of our exposure, because of our prior behavior, so we have certain vices, and we have affinities that are not healthy. They're toxins, and detox is never enjoyable. Anyone that knows that smokes and tries to stop smoking, it's hard to stop smoking. For some people, it's even painful because they've smoked so much that the withdrawal system's a symptom. But what's the point? The point is the rest of my life, I'm going to be sitting here like saying, oh, I want a cigarette. No, you get to a point where you're like, I don't need a cigarette. I just don't need it. As many of you know, maybe, I don't know if all of you know this, but nowadays they're so much more advanced. They can take pictures of the brain and they understand exactly what's going on when a person smokes a cigarette. It's releasing certain types of chemicals, emotions that create a certain equilibrium. Now, a person that doesn't smoke has that equilibrium without the cigarette. A person that has now a dependency, so he needs the nicotine in order to get him there. But if you can get yourself off cigarettes, you'll be like as if you're smoking, just as happy, just as, see, you don't need the cigarette. It's not the shot, okay, I'm going to be deprived of cigarettes the rest of my life. Just we won't need them anymore. Now, wouldn't we love to be there? So a person says, yeah, but I'm just, these averis, they're so enjoyable. So if a person detoxes, and that's a process, you get to a point where I'm just happy because I'm goodness. And a person becomes good, he's enjoying the good life. Wouldn't that be beautiful? To just enjoy the good life. And then we're not running away from anything. We're not struggling. So many of us are struggling to be good because, we feel like we really want to do averis, but we know we should be doing mitzvahs. He says that's not the end game. That's not the matara. The matara is we should become good people. All we want to do is mitzvahs. We don't want to do anything. And then you're so happy with your lifestyle. You're so comfortable. You have no regrets. You're feeling good about yourself. That's where we want to get to. That's our main intention. We can't leave inside of you even a smallest little spark of a bad thought. So we got to get to a place where we're not even thinking of doing averas anymore. We're not there. It's a process to get there. But we can get there. There are certain averas that are just like, there are certain averas that maybe people did when they were younger that just like, it's like off the map. It's not even like a havamina anymore. It's not even something I'm thinking about. I'm past that. Because I'm a better person. You can get to a point where the averas, they're not even thinking of it. We have to get rid of a nitzutz of machshava v'rotzon loytoivim, because then there's goodness inside of you. The goodness inside of you, a good person doesn't think bad thoughts. So we have to get in touch with that. Muchrachim anu likaneis b'moichecha v'libecha. We are forced to drill inside of you, into your mind, into your heart. Lil yasher b'cha kol machshava, to straighten out every thought. Ratzoin shebecha, every desire that you have inside of you, not just the way you act, but the things that you're thinking about, your desires. Ula halois, and we have to elevate you, make you into a better person. V'kivan shiyoidim anu, shoidfa mefakfek bidvareinu. We know that you're not really sure about what we're saying. Like me, if you knew what was going on in my mind, so then you would never think that I would ever be. It's impossible. How could it be shemimeni? From me, even when I'm young, that you want esa ishius gedoyla kol kach sheher ben shashua ben ruchumish al kodesh baruch hu. You expect me to become the delight of a kodesh baruch hu, pure, holier, like the envy of angels? Not me. You're not sure. Kefi sheim asichem li loavi. For the Avi Hayek, my father isn't anyone special. My grandfather isn't anything like, the legendary. So, it's not like I come from anything that, like, how's that going to happen? Gamani ba'atzmi nar pashutineni. I feel like I'm just a regular centers guy. I'm just a regular center. We can't leave that thought inside. We're going to have to teach you how to believe in yourself, how to believe in what you're capable of accomplishing, in who you can become. And we're going to show you, Beis Hashem, through the next week, all that we see, that every one of us has latent inside of us. Greatness inside of us that's just waiting to be unlocked. We'll continue, Beis Hashem, next time.